Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The left fielder, Paul Dade. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wayne Garland. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Thornton reaches third base with a triple. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty strikes out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thornton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Norris reaches second base with a double. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norris moves to third. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Kuiper reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 1 in the game. Date is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Thornton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of spikes. Miller reaches second base with a double. Doyle moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doyle scores. Miller moves to third. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardi strikes out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Norris hits a line drive towards right. Miller catches it and throws to first to double up Spikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Yastrzemski moves to third. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hobson. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Hobson steals second. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a pop-up towards left. Dade catches it and throws to Kuiper, who relays to Thornton to double up Miller. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0-for-2 in the game. Dade strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardi hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Norris bunts between the mound and first base. Tiant scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norris for the out. Spikes moves to second. One out. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spikes moves to third. Two outs. Larval Blanks pinch hits for Frank Duffy. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Doyle applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larval Blanks now playing shortstop. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Norris. Hobson reaches second base with a double. Scott moves to third. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scott tags and scores. One out. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hobson scores. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Miller steals second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spikes. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Rick Waite's now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice is walked intentionally. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Lynn moves to third. Rice moves to second. Steve Dillard pinch runs for Carl Yastrzemski. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Lynn scores. Rice moves to third. Dillard moves to second. It's 6-3, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Dillard scores. Fisk moves to third. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Tom Buskey now pitching. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 11-3, Red Sox. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Doyle hits a fly ball into left field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Montgomery now catching. Mike Paxton now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Paul Dade. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowenstein for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Thornton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Lowenstein now playing left field. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miller moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Miller moves to third. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Norris moves to second. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Blanks strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Kuiper reaches second base with a double. Norris scores. It's 11-4, Red Sox. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.